Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Birthday music. Steve, it's my birthday song. I'm just a couple years older than 16. I am 22 today. Yes, thank you, Tom. That was very, very beautiful. All right, happy birthday to me. All right, so what does that mean if it's my birthday? Nothing really. I mean, the show's gonna, you know, be as crappy as it always is. But we are going to explore a variety of things. Like, for example, where are the best places to conceive? You know, that is the one question I've never asked my mom. I mean, I've asked my mom for a social security number. I've asked my mom for money. I've asked my mom to go into her purse so I could borrow some, you know, medicine. But, you know, I've never asked her how I was conceived. So, I guess we'll talk about where are some of the best places and the worst places to be conceived. I share a birthday with a lot of real cool people. Okay. Well, I'm looking. Laurel, remember from Laurel and Hardy? Stan Laurel's birthday was June 16th. Let me see who else. Jack Nicholson, you, golf gurus out there? I can't golf. I can goofy golf. That's about it. Tupac Shakur's birthday. Oh, Phil. I'm sorry. Not Jack Nicholson. Phil Mickelson. I don't know when Jack Nicholson's birthday is. Doesn't matter. Rick Nash has a birthday. Same as me. The problem is I'm looking at a lot of these people have birthdays when I do, and I don't even know who they are. They're like really young. Madison Hill, it's her birthday. Who is that? I think she's supposed to be some big star. Destiny Monroe, she has the same birthday. Oh, John Cho. John Cho was, I think, the guy that first used the term MILF, right, in American Pie. And I think he was in Star Trek, so I'm okay with that. That's good, okay. But other than that, I'm realizing I'm old. You know, it's kind of depressing because you know I'm now you know in my 40s and I'm deep into my 40s. Oh, you know what? Geronimo's birthday. Did you know Geronimo's birthday was June 16th? Okay, now I feel young. And then they got a picture of Geronimo, and then they got a picture of me. I'm on famousbirthdays.com, which, by the way, is a great, great website because it has me on there. I turned 44. I've been lying about my age, you know, as long as I could. But apparently when you go online and you look at, you know, birthdays and who has a birthday today, there's me, and it said I was born in 1971. I'm trying not to, you know, bring up the fact that I'm in my 40s because, you know, now that I'm 44, I can't just say I just barely hit my 40s. Now that I'm 44, that means I am deep into my 40s. And now I have really cemented the fact that I'm middle age. And that's rough. You know, it's rough for me because I still feel like I'm 22. Actually, I act like I'm 2. So, it's tough. But anyway, okay, for those of you that share a birthday with me, let's all take a look at our horoscope today. First of all, we're Geminis. And we've talked a lot about Geminis. Geminis are just so damn sexy. We're really, really smart, and we're awesome radio hosts. So for any of us who are Geminis, yeah. They say we are energized by the outside world. We take every chance to learn about topics we find interesting and are eager to talk about these subjects with others. Wait, that's me. That's me. This is my June 16 horoscope for famous birthdays. Finally, Finally, a horoscope that makes sense. Your friends and peers are often impressed with my communication skills and generally appreciate your insightful observations. Now, wait a second. I don't know if that's really true. I don't really think they appreciate my commentary. Your quick wit and clever way of looking at things gives you charm that is hard to resist. Oh, my gosh. These zodiac things are right on the money. Now, which is my element? They say air is my element. I think it's true because I got a lot of gas. And being a Gemini, your connection with air is more fluid than any other zodiac sign. Well, speaking of fluid, I pee on myself a lot now. So I guess fluid could be another element. They say the qualities of moving air inspire you and help to push your constant curiosity. Embracing these qualities often takes you on long, focused pursuits of knowledge. Nah, what is my planetary influence? Mercury. I really thought it'd be Uranus, but it's actually Mercury. And let me see, because of the power and the fast workings of my mind, because I guess I'm quick-witted and I'm supposed to be intelligent. Now, let me see career. What does it say here? They say your wide interest, range of interests, makes a lifelong career difficult, but your original voice and perspective will lead you success. D, you may do well in journalism, media, advertising, or public relations. Oh, my gosh. They said, look at the originality of Tupac Shakur, another one of your birthday twins. Actually, I was there. I was working that night when he was shot in the hospital. So it's definitely melancholic memory. My Sabian symbol, I guess, is a gypsy emergency from the forest. I don't know. Let me see. Who else would I be romantically involved with? What's Michael Fassbender? If Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen, I don't care what my husband's sign is, but Viggo Mortensen or Michael Fassbender, I'm probably very compatible with them. My birthday number is 4 and my tarot card 10 of swords. I don't really know what that's supposed to mean. I really dig that. I dig that. So as far as I'm concerned, for those of you that follow the horoscopes, to me, it's like 1,000% right on the money, right? Testicle accurate. I mean, this is like right on the money. So I'm pretty good with that. All right, we got a lot to talk about. We got where's the best and worst places to conceive. We got Donald Trump running for president. We got Israeli flight attendants upset and wanting to protest a high heel policy. Trust me, being half Israeli myself, you do not want Israeli women in high heels if they don't want to be, okay? Because they will really whoop your butt. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amberen Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amberen Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amberen Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amberen Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amberen free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, I'm back. Sorry, I'm eating myself into a stupor because I'm depressed about my birthday. I was trying to hide it, but, you know, I really don't like being old, and I feel old. Now, I wrote a poem for this day. I don't know if you guys want to hear my poem, but it's a really good poem. Okay, you want to hear it? You know, what am I going to do? It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I should probably do it like, you know, the way it's supposed to. Happy birthday to me. My boob hits my knee. I rush to the bathroom because I can't hold my pee. And, you know, I don't know if it just kind of helps me cope, you know, being in my mid-40s. But one thing that really, really helps me whenever I'm going through anything rough is an intellectualization of you know, what is going on. You know, it's like, for example, when my father died, you know, I really, really dug deep into, you know, heart disease and, you know, things like that. When I got my radio show ratings last year, you know, I just really, really dug deep, I don't know what I did. It definitely wasn't my content. Okay, so let's take a look at then, if I'm going to be dealing with the birthday, my mom's and dad's conception of me. And now, a lot of us are like cringing, going, wait, I don't want to think about my parents having sex. Look, I don't either. But we are trying to get through this day, which happens to be my birthday. So, what are some of the best or worst places to conceive? Okay, a lot of us get conceived. Okay, is it, do we conceive or do we get conceived? Okay, my guess is I was conceived probably in the back of a, it wouldn't have been, I was born in 1971, so it had to have been like a 60s Chevy or something like that. And it's not that I'm insulting my parents. It's, you know, apartments back then when they were poor were probably smaller than the car. So if they wanted to have any room, you know, to get anything done, my guess is it had to be the car. Also, remember, in the olden days, you lived with other family members. So you had grandma and aunt and cousin, and there was everybody in the house. So I really don't think it is that far off to think that I could have been conceived in the backseat of a car. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, your mom could have been like an angel, like a nun. Remember my mom. Okay, if I am the hoochie mama, right, that, you know, appears before you, my guess is I came from the loins of a queen hoochie mama. Now, I don't think my mom slept around a lot, but knowing my mom, when she does something, she is very meticulous, and she makes sure it gets done right. See, me, I do kind of the machine gun approach, where I do so many things, and yeah, maybe half-assed here, maybe half-assed there, but I just do it like so much, do all sorts of things so much, that hopefully there's the, you know, 9 out of 10 rule type of thing, okay? Yet, my mom never, never liked that. Like when, you know, she would cook and she'd follow a recipe, she'd sit there and follow the recipe to a T, and then she'd make us write an essay about the recipe that she just made. And even if the food stunk, it didn't matter. She followed the recipe. Or when she would proofread my paper, she would proofread it using Harvard English rules, having dictionaries and thesauruses nearby, and a Britannica encyclopedia set in front of her to do that. So my guess is she had the same attitude towards sex. And I don't really know if she and my dad had a lot of fun type of flings, but my guess, it was very, very well calculated. She wanted a daughter. She wanted a daughter who had blue eyes. She wanted a daughter who would later go to college and could hopefully support herself and anybody else in the family. So I think she really, really calculated position and everything else like that. And I don't want to think about it. You know, I don't have my dad to interview because he's dead. And, you know, I'd love to kind of, you know, get an idea. Because I know I'm going to ask my mom. We got to go out to dinner. You know, the big problem with the birthday is you got to hang out with family. I mean, honestly, if you ask me, how do I want to spend my birthday? You know, just, you know, give me a margarita machine. Let me go to my room and rewatch all the Game of Thrones while, you know, drinking myself into a stupor. That would be a great way to spend my birthday. But no, we got to go out to dinner. You know, the kids made me a card, so I have to read the card. That's a whole nother disaster, okay? So my kids, okay, because they're so used to going LOL and OMG and WTF and all the other stuff on their phones, now they have to actually physically write out in manuscript something on a birthday card, and now I see all the grammatical errors and all the spelling errors and the dripped ink and the lack of writing on one line but writing all haphazardly, so I'm gonna get my panties all up in a bunch, you know. And then, of course, my mom's going to be there. But, you know, I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to say, look, you know, Mom, you know, we're going out to dinner. Okay, you know, I'll let you come to my birthday dinner, but you got to tell me where exactly was I conceived. Now, my mom is now in her 70s, so she's going to try to play a thing. Okay, she knows that she can't say I was, you know, conceived by God. You know, she made it sound like she never had sex ever. And I'm like, really? Really? I got my genes from somewhere. But what she's going to do now is play the dementia game. She's like, I just don't remember. You know, I mean, I wish I could remember that because I know you'd like the details, even though it's none of your gosh darn business. And, you know, 30 years ago, I would have smacked your face for even asking such a question, but I can't now because you're bigger than me. So I'm just going to say I don't remember. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm ever going to find out how I was conceived. Yeah, and a lot of you guys are like, I don't want to. I do want to know. I want to know exactly what it took to make me. What did she eat? How much did she have to drink? I mean, this was post-1960s era. So, you know, maybe there were some dubes on board. I don't know. You know, I am pretty easygoing. All right, so let me see, the most popular places to conceive, the wedding night. This is according to motherandbaby.com, the wedding night. Okay, for those of you that waited till you were married, okay, and for those of you that waited, you know, waited, good for you. So wedding night is probably the most, because now you're having a lot of sex. Then they say Hong Kong. They say you have a short stopover in Europe when you go to Hong Kong. Is that true? I've never been to Hong Kong. I've never been to Europe. Really? The backseat of a car is especially common for couples who still live with their parents. Ah, okay, yeah, that was me. The camping trip. They say fresh air and exercise do a lot for your libido. So for those of you that want to conceive, you can do it on a camping trip. Just make sure no mosquitoes get up in there. The holiday bungalow. They say warm weather, tropical downpours, and a lot of times there's no TV. Again, I've never been. You see, my husband doesn't take me anywhere. Man, fat chance that he's going to conceive with me. Ski holiday. All right, because, you know, you guys went skiing. Now you're all sweaty and you're tearing off the bib and, you know, there's a fire nearby and you got some hot cocoa and you guys have to cuddle up. That to me, that's a lot more enticing than a hot tropical vacation. I would do that. Paris. Never been taken to Paris, but they say Paris is the romance capital. I don't know if Paris would be the romance capital because I would want to sit and eat at the bakeries and the crepes and all that other stuff. I would be like, no sex. I'm eating. I'm in France. Next, they say a lot of times people conceived because they drank a lot and they tore one off. And so that was probably another biggie. And then hotel rooms. Now, this is me. Sometimes my husband and I will do a staycation and just being in a clean bed with no cats and no cat fur and no kids running around or dirty underwear sticking to your pillow and no internet beeping. Sometimes that really works. So the hotel room is a pretty nice thing to do. Some of you guys get really, really in the mood when you go and have a spa day. I have never done spa day, but a wellness retreat or a spa day may actually get you in the mood. Probably because somebody's massaging you and you're naked. That wouldn't work for me. I'm more of a let me just wear my clothes and keep my socks and shoes on kind of gal, because I just don't like being naked. I never have. I don't even like taking a shower naked. I really like being clothed, just because in case there's a fire. You know, as little, there was a fire in my house. So I guess psychologically I've been kind of scarred that you always have to run outside, and I don't want to ever run outside naked. So I would probably want to, but anyway, spa day, that's good. And then I guess, all right, so did that kind of just, you know, bunch up the best and worst places to have sex? One of you asked me about sexual positions. What are the best sexual positions for getting pregnant? There really are none. We doctors don't tell you, okay, to do, you know, the crisscross applesauce or the reverse cowgirl or the, I don't know, what's another position? The Macarena. We don't really tell you guys to do that because it's just, you know, if the sperm is going to get there, it's going to get there. But I've told you guys, make sure you get a climax in there. Make sure you enjoy at least part of it, okay, even if it only lasts 15 seconds. And make sure you eat and hydrate. I mean, you know, but in terms of positions, I guess the best way for you to watch the Michael Fassbender movie that's on at the same time. All right, let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speaks. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning with T-Ray talking about how the average woman now in America is the same weight as the average 1960s man. Is that scary? Back in the 1960s, men were 166.3 pounds on average. Now, the modern American woman is 166.2 pounds. What? That is depressing. That means Donald Draper weighs less than me? Are you kidding me? Well, he is so tall and handsome. A big Don Draper fan. Dude, that's my kind of guy. I know a lot of you guys were into the hippie guys, you know, kind of like the John Lennon look. Mm-mm, that wasn't sexy for me. I was more like a Don Draper type of thing. And maybe Captain Kangaroo. Anyway, they say shocking new statistics released by the CDC show how the average American woman has packed on the pounds in the last 50 years, about 30 pounds more. She weighs 166.2 pounds on average, which is a little bit less than the 166.3 pounds that the average American man weighed back in the 1960s. Even though we eat healthy food and we exercise, because remember, the 80s threw a bunch of diet soda and aerobics at us. Not working. We are still gaining weight. Men put on an average of 30 pounds in the same period, going from 166.3 pounds in the 1960s to now 195.5 pounds today is their average. That is the weight of nearly 1.5 American women back in the 1960s. American woman. All right. They say both sexes gained about an inch in height over the period, so that can account for some weight gain. So anyway, you know, before I started to, you know, go through my perimenopause crap, I was 5'6". Now I'm 5'5.5". So 5'6", probably the average woman back then was like 5'4", kind of. And now the average woman is what, 5'4", 5'4.5", maybe? I don't really know. So anyway, that'd be half an inch. I'm trying to do the math. Leave me alone. Americans have become the third heaviest people in the world behind the island nations of Tonga and Micronesia in the Pacific. We're big women now. The CDC reports that 1 in 3 adults over the age of 20 are considered obese. The figure is around 1 in 5 for children aged between 6 and 19. If every other country in the world had the same weight distribution in the U.S., the world would fall down. No, the world's biomass would increase 20%. I don't know about biomass, but that just sounds bad. The British Medical, is it the BMC? No, the BMC study also warns that tackling population fatness may be critical to world food security and ecological sustainability. All right, here's the thing. Okay, we have some issues here. And I got to tell you something. All right, right now we are probably the most educated we have ever been on health, okay? We know not to smoke, which, by the way, that's why I think in the 1960s we were skinnier, because more of us smoked. You know, in the 1960s when they started to, you know, talk about it away, and, you know, we're all getting cancer. Stop it. But so many of us were addicted to smoking that it didn't matter. But that's how people kept themselves skinny. They smoked. That's just how it worked. Okay? So, you know, and they drank more. All right? You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, in the 1960s, you didn't have the internet. You know? And I think you had a lot more sex back in the 60s. So, you know, like when I come home, I was telling, you know, saying this on KBC today, you know, when I come home, I don't jump on my husband, I jump on the internet. Well, that's a big difference. You know? That's a real big difference. Also, I think a lot of us, you know, we eat more when we're at work. I already had a whole bunch of Chinese food as leftovers. And where I live, it's only 9:37 in the morning. 9:37, I have probably already consumed most of the calories for the day. And that was breakfast. I don't know. There was some, you know, my husband got some fried rice a couple days ago. And I you know, ate the leftovers because I was hungry. And, you know, because we may go out to dinner, I figured I'd just eat some leftovers. But, you know, the fried rice had a lot of butter on it. Okay, and it's not like I overate. It's not like I got a big plate full of food. I'm still kegeling and trying to burn it off while I do my show, but no. So, we are, though, more educated. We know about calories. We know about exercise. We understand about the ATP and the whole Krebs cycle, right? You guys all know the Krebs cycle? Good, because I don't. We understand about ketosis. We've tried every diet in the book, from the grapefruit diet, from the Atkins diet, from Weight Watchers, from Slim Fast, to Nutrisystem, to MediFast, to anything Dr. Oz or Oprah's talked about. We, you know, Kirstie Alley. Okay, we know. We know. We know about purging. We know about bulimia. We know about anorexia. I mean, we are so well-versed. I don't think there's really that much more to learn. So then what the hell is going on with us? All right? So this is my theory. Okay, first, all right, we all drive. I mean, none of this public transportation, having to walk to a bus stop, having to sweat on a bus, having to walk a couple blocks, subway, that kind of stuff. You know, when I'm in New York, you know, I'm blown away. These people are fit. All right, these people are really fit because they're always walking. They got to walk to work. They got to walk home. They got to walk on the subway. They got to go down the stairs. They got to go up the stairs. You know, they got to go up. You know, I mean, it's a lot of walking. And you don't slow walk. You fast walk. All right, the light change. Walk now. You know, and if you don't walk fast, somebody behind you is like, move. I'm like, all right, I'm moving. And you don't even know how you're going. I did that once. I had absolutely no idea where I was going, but because everybody behind me at the intersection was saying move, I moved. And then I was like, well, I don't think I want to be on this side of the street. So I basically did a whole full circle crossing four different streets just to get back where I was, because I still didn't know what the hell I was supposed to be. All right? And, you know, so you know, depending on where you live, I live in Las Vegas. It's hot. Okay? My house is about maybe 10 miles away from work. Takes me about 15 minutes to get to work because I get to take a freeway. Am I walking to work? No. I'm walking to the driveway to hop in my Jeep. That's my exercise. Now, yeah, I work out. I work out in the morning. I work out at night. But, I mean, I have to actively stop and plan a workout. It's not part of my regular day. Another thing that really, really screws us over is the way we eat, okay? You used to eat to live, and now we live to eat. Big mistake, okay? You know, whatever there was, you know, for breakfast, whatever the cow, you know, I don't know, sprayed out of its udder, all right, that's what you drank and that's what you ate, okay? If food was a little short that day, you had a little less food, okay? Then you'd go to lunch. Maybe you'd make yourself a little sandwich or whatever. Lunches were very, very small portions. And then dinner. You would eat small amounts of food, okay? Now what we do, sorry, I was listening to some good heavy metal birthday music. Sorry about that. You know, now it's, well, you know what? I want a macadamia nut brownie. You know, I want some strawberry pie from Marie Callender's, which honestly I really, really do. I really am kind of craving, because I guess Marie Callender's is a strawberry pie right now. I know, strawberry pie. Yeah, and so I want it. And so I am going to probably, am I going to take a subway? Am I going to walk? No, I'm going to probably hop in my Jeep. And I'm going to head over to Marie Callender's, the first chance I get, to buy some strawberry pie. This is why we're overweight. And then what happens when we come home? Okay, when I come home, right, am I cooking? Am I cleaning? Am I chasing the kids around? Am I walking the dog? Am I? No. I come home and immediately I got to jump on the computer. And I got to answer any email I couldn't answer when I was driving, because I don't like to text and drive at the same time. All right, I don't like to email and drive at the same time. Then I got to probably call my mother, you know how that is, okay? Then a lot of times I got to poop, right, because I held it in all day, and now I'm tired. So I eat whatever we scrape together, and then I watch, I don't know, Turn or The Making of the Mob or whatever. Then I prep for my show, I do another workout, and then I go to bed. That's not how you're going to keep your weight down. It doesn't work that way. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DocDally. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And by the way, if you are going to follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I really would like a happy birthday from you. You know, I mean, none of this, you know, just clicking, you know, that you're connecting. I mean, you know, show a little emotion, please. It is my birthday. You notice I'm not asking for presents. I just want some love. I need to feel loved. All right. I guess Donald Trump is looking for some love. He has announced that he is running. He's known as a reality TV star, but we all know him as, you know, rich New York guy. Real estate magnate. Man who has more money than God. I mean, this guy is rich. And he's going to seek the Republican nomination for president in 2016. You know, I got to tell you something. I didn't think I was going to welcome the news as much as I did. You know, because I mean, honestly, we got so many contenders now in the GOP race. You know, you got Marco Rubio, you got Jeb Bush, you got Scott Walker, Ben Carson, you know, Fiorina. You got tons of them out there, okay? And you know, but I got to tell you something. When I was listening to him roar, you know, I got kind of a good feeling about it. And I don't know what it was. Is it because, you know, he maybe had a different energy? Or is it because maybe I had that weird feeling that maybe he knows what to do with the economy? Now, I don't really know the story behind Donald Trump. Okay? I don't know if he's really a real estate money genius, or if he was born into it, or if he has good people around him. But I know he knows a lot more about the subject, okay, than other people on opposite political spectrums. And I think what hit me the most as a doctor for my patients and for me personally was the economy. Right, yeah, we got a lot of issues, okay? National security is huge. The immigration issue is huge. Obamacare, very, very huge. It's all interrelated. But the economy seemed to be the impetus, the flame, the spark that started this whole destruction of the American forest, so to speak. And so maybe we need somebody in there. And again, I have no idea about Donald Trump's qualifications or Marco Rubio's qualifications or Scott Walker's qualifications from a money perspective. But I got to tell you, anybody that knows anything about running an economy or what stimulates economy and doesn't de-incentivize it, I am hoping makes it into the White House, whoever's running. Okay, I haven't really heard anything brilliant come out of Hillary Clinton's mouth when it comes to economy, but if I did, then I would probably look more favorable upon her as well. But I think we need somebody who knows what the hell they're doing. All right, accomplishments is an issue too. You know, I mean, I would love to see somebody like a Dwight D. Eisenhower or, you know, even a JFK, somebody that served the country. You know, and somebody that served and understands the military, understands how our military works. I think that's very, very important. But if we really don't have a lot of military contenders out there, then I want somebody that has some brains and knows, you don't even need to know how to fix the economy. I just need to know that you won't muck it up. If you promise to not muck things up by passing 2,000-page bills that destroy the healthcare system and 2,000-page bills that penalize employers every time they hire somebody, you know, then, you know, stay away from the White House, please. All right? I mean, I'll vote for somebody that will just sit in a chair and sit still as long as he or she doesn't do harm to our soldiers, to our security, to our economy, and to our healthcare system. I will vote somebody that will just sit there and shut the hell up. But we have a real, real big mess on our hands. Huge, huge mess. Had another patient comes in, says, lost his doctor. because, you know, you have to pick up an Obamacare plan on the website, and that doctor doesn't take it. All right, well, we all saw that coming. And he's finding that, you know, the way his doctor practiced is kind of unique. So he's having trouble finding another doctor who will give him the medicines that he's, you know, used to taking and managing and, you know, taking over the care that the original doctor did. And, you know, he's like, you know, but there's only X amount of doctors in this plan. You know, I told him, I go, I hate to tell you, what the Canadians do or the, you know, British do or whatever is they go outside the plan. If your government-run healthcare system or the public option or whatever the heck you get dealt with later in life is not going to do it for you, you're going to have to make sure that you have the money and hopefully you have the access to go out of that network and see a doctor you really, really want to see. And I don't think you should have to be in that position. I don't think you need that stress. I don't think we deserve that. I think we paid our dues, most of us that pay taxes, and we put our, you know, we put our backs into building the country and building the local economy and the national economy. But, you know, too many of you guys are having to spend your own money outside the network in addition to the network that's already taken a lot of your money as it is. So the person I'm going to vote for, all right, is going to be somebody who, A, will not mess up the economy, B, will help us try to fix this healthcare system. I don't think it's fixable at this point. I think it's going to take decades to overturn the mess that's been made. It is a mess. It started to be a mess, but now it is a complete pile of crap. And it is going to take years to dig through it and to, you know, pick up the pieces and, you know. And somebody who knows a little bit about national security and doesn't tick off our military. Our military out there who are putting their lives at risk. You know, you guys are worried about national security and, what we're spending and, you know, obesity and et cetera. You know, if I were you, I would not publicly tick off our military. Because why would younger new recruits want to join? That's what's happening with medicine right now. You ask the average kid, I mean, you know, decades ago, what do you want to be? I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a pilot or a cop or a firefighter. Well, what's happening now? Cops are publicly ridiculed. Firefighters have been in my neck of the woods ridiculed. Doctors completely castrated throughout the media. Lawyers, I still don't understand why you want to be a lawyer, but I, you know, they're, you know, it's lucrative. I get that. You know, I mean, stop publicly humiliating, you know, our teachers. Look at what our teachers are going through. All right, let's respect them. Let's give them the help they need. Let's give them the support they need, especially with our military. And don't be doing, you know, backwards cover-up type stuff when it comes to our national security. So I'm going to vote for the person that qualifies for that. Am I going to vote for a woman? Am I going to vote for a Jew? Am I going to vote for a doctor? Am I going to vote for somebody white or black or Latino? That's not I don't care about any of that. Show me on paper who is not going to screw up the economy anymore and who's going to help get us out of this mess. And I don't care if it's Kermit the Frog. I am going to vote for him. Comprende, Stu? All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. The FDA is now waging a war on manufacturers, telling them that they need to stop using trans fats. We'll see how that works out. We also have avocados apparently being able to help fight leukemia. That's pretty damn exciting. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Or Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.